Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
God wants to heal you.
Yes, He does.
Everywhere.
God, yes, He will. Listen. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
Yes, God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Welcome, 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 everyone, to Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. With the healing community and also with Elder Philip Hawkey and Minister Linda Hawkey. Hallelujah. And I'm your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. We honor you. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God who heals us. You are the Lord, our healer. And we bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for taking on our infirmities and our sorrows. We thank you, Lord God, for being bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace is upon you, Lord. And with your stripes, we are healed. We thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus, meeting each and every one of us at the very point of our need right now, our need, hallelujah, pain, healing everywhere we hurt, Lord God. We give you praise for it. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You know the end from the beginning. And even before we feel a change has happened, before we even see a change has happened, we know that by your spirit and by your blood, it has happened. And so we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Even right now, right now, right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, I just say welcome to everyone. Amen. I know that God is doing great and awesome things tonight. We're looking forward to this night. We have the Hawkeys here. We'll open up their lines so that they can greet you today. Hallelujah. Welcome, Elder Philip and Minister Linda Hawkey. Praise God.
Praise God. Wonderful to be with you.
Wonderful, wonderful to be here. Yes, it is. Yes.
Amen. Glory to God.
We're ready.
You're ready?
Tell you what. Well, yes. You know, I've been, there's an old song, you know, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And I've been, well, of course, yes. I contacted you yesterday, you know, needing prayer. And I also had my wife pray over me even just a few minutes ago. So, I tell you what, these praying ladies know how to get her done, you know. So, if you're listening
Thank
in, you should I'm telling you, you need to press your number one key and get a part of this, because these ladies will get
Amen.
It done for you, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, I was really bad off yesterday, you know, with a cold, you know. And in the natural, we know that a cold can take days or can take weeks for it to run its course. But I had these ladies praying over me and got you know, notably better, and still needed another touch tonight. And little Linda over there had an anointing on her hand, and she just put it on me and just, whoosh, you know, another whole
All right.
wave of healing occurred yet tonight.
Thank you.
Okay,
Hallelujah.
So I'm telling you folks, you need to get in on this. You know, I'm gonna let them mainly take the lead tonight, but
Thank
you need to get in on this, because they're not playing, and the Holy Ghost is using them separately and together to bring healing to the body of Christ. And I'm a witness of it, not just in theory, but in fact.
Yes.
In fact, you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
So praise the Lord. For real.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord for real. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what? People need to know, just because you're a minister of the gospel doesn't mean you can't have troubles. Just because you are used in healing doesn't mean you can't be going through something in your body.
Right.
You know, we need each other,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and we got to humble ourselves. James says it, you know, humble yourselves, you know, and you know, resist the devil, you know, and I'll tell you what.
He'll flee from you.
It also says it in 1 Peter, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
both places.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I'm just here to say and go on record, these ladies mean business. Get in, push your number one key. And get in on it. That's what I'm telling you to do. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to
God.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah.
Know how to get the job done. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. And we also know that God will use you right where you are. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
With everything that's going on as well. Amen. We listen to hear what the Lord says about what ailments are going to be healed. And so the ailment that was brought forth tonight was headache near the temple. Hallelujah. So that's what we have so far. Praise God. So if you are going through, you know, any kind of symptom like that, you know, press your number one key. We want to pray for you. Glory to God. If you're going through anything different than that, that's okay.
That's
God
right.
is God. Amen. And so,
right.
You know, press your number one key. Thank you. See someone has pressed their number one key already. And, you know, because this time we have, almost 2 hours, but we understand what
it
happens with
fast.
That. It's going very, very quickly. So, yes,
right.
pressure number one. We're going to open the line first with Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom she's been going through something for the past month. But I tell you, she's stronger. We've seen God give her strength even in the past couple of days.
Okay.
Praise God. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Yeah, welcome. I've been having this problem. I ask you all to pray for me. I thank you for praying for
me. Okay. Yeah. I can barely hear you, but if you need
right.
to use I heard you say thank you for praying for you.
Okay. Now can you hear me better?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
Now, what were you saying, Pastor Mom? Did you need prayer for anything?
Yes, I need prayer for
Pastor Mom?
She's trying to think of it. Just one moment. Getting to it.
Couldn't hear her.
No.
I was trying to just kind of repeat to her.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I just asked a prayer. For me.
Okay.
Pray for me.
So I know, you know, sometimes the words don't come together, the words that she wants to say.
Okay.
The words don't come together. And then there are times where I think they kind of call it sundowners or something like that, where sometimes she doesn't recognize what time of the day it is. Like, and it usually happens in the around in the afternoon or early evening, where she may think that it's in the morning rather than in the evening.
Okay.
So that's a couple of things.
Clarity.
She's also pointing to her arm and her legs, just pointing to them.
Her arm
and her legs.
Or her hip or her knee.
Yeah, my lip.
Knees.
Her arms and her knees.
Anthony.
You guys sound like you're kind of breaking up a little.
No, that's because people keep calling us and we're trying to hang up on them and it's not easy.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna tell them we're busy because we are. They just want to talk. They don't want to say anything important. Glory to God. Well, I'm just being honest.
Hey.
Praise God. Okay. All right.
So,
Linda's taking notes.
Our arms and knees and clarity.
Right. And for speech. So that, you know, the words that she's for will come out.
Okay. Father God. Father God, right now we just pray right now for Pastor Mom, Lord. Lord, right now we are just coming before your presence, Lord. She's your child, she's your daughter. She's been serving you for many years, Lord. Lord, right now, in your name, Lord Jesus, we are speaking clarity to Pastor Mom. Complete clarity. Clarity of mind and clarity of speech in your name, Lord Jesus. Clarity of mind and speech. And right now, we're just asking, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to go through her from the tip of her head to the tip of her toes. And Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to touch her arms. I'm asking you to touch her knees. I'm asking you to take this pain away, Lord. I'm asking you to strengthen her body, strengthen her mind, strengthen her speech, Lord. I'm asking you to make her speech clear to where people can understand. Right now, we're asking for your anointing, Lord God, to flow through Pastor Mom right now, that there is a miracle taking place even now. We thank you. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for this miracle. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that this anointing is flowing. Lord, I'm praying that this anointing that I'm feeling right now will just go through Pastor Mom, and all of these needs will be met, Lord Jesus. All of these needs will be met, and I thank you, Lord, and I praise you.
Amen.
How's she doing? How's she feeling right now?
How you feeling, Pastor Mom?
Oh, man.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
How much better?
Praise you, Jesus. Better.
Much better. Okay, your arms feel better? Your knees feel better?
Yeah, my arms and my knees feel better.
Okay.
Okay. So was she able to, ask her what time it is.
What time it is?
Right. What time is it, Mom? Is it?
Time. 8:14. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Is it morning or is it evening?
Evening.
Okay. Very good. Amen. Amen.
I'm gonna trust you and Pastor Catherine to let us know if you think we need to pray again over the thoughts and the speech, or do you think that's where if you think that's where it should be?
Well, number one, from the moment that she came on tonight, she couldn't even put the words together. And after the prayer, she could put words together.
Well,
right?
That's what I was thinking, but I just wanted to make sure with people who got boots on the ground right there, you know what I mean, who can really tell. I mean, that's what it looked like to me, but... Hey, I'm way over here,
Yeah. Amen. So we give God all the praise.
Yes.
The anointing is
sweet.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
It is. It is, definitely.
Praise
She's a good receiver
Amen.
Of the anointing.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
So ask her. Apostle, ask her another question or two, just for fun.
For kicks and giggles. Okay. He said to ask you some more questions. What you remember what you have for dinner today?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a hard one. I might not even know that
one.
Yeah. Sometimes.
That was like a real hard one. Why not pick that one?
I ask another one, praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay, did you talk to your sister today?
Yeah, I talked to my sister.
Good.
She's pretty
okay.
clear.
That was a bit.
She's pretty clear.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Well.
All right.
I think you're going to have to play the song.
Oh,
praise God.
I also have a question for you, Phenomenal Apostle.
Say it again.
I have a request before you all close the number.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you on the I'm gonna play the song for Mom and then we'll come on to you.
Okay.
I don't know if you need to change phones or something because something's not right.
Are you talking
Maybe
to me?
Can, no, it's them. It's my mom's phone.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
The battery is going out on it.
Oh, okay. Because I know you're clear as a bell, Apostle.
Yeah, and I can hardly hear them. And it sounds like they're breaking up like they're on a cell phone, which I know they're not.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
I'm going to play the song for Mom's healing, and then we're going to come back to you, Pastor Catherine, okay?
All right. Very good.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He said he did. It was done.
Look
what happened.
Good. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing. Amen.
You are healing.
Amen.
Pastor Catherine?
Oh. Well, I just wanted to say good evening to the Minister Hawkins. To you,
yes.
Hawkins.
Good evening.
Amen.
Good evening. We're glad you're here.
Yes, glad to hear your beautiful voice.
Amen. I have a prayer request. Her name is Linda, too.
Okay.
Linda has a, she said the doctor said she has a cyst on her, one of her ovaries. She wanted to have some tests done. Make sure it's not cancer. And she's really concerned about it. So
yeah.
Mr. Marie, okay?
Yes. Right. Okay. All right, then we're gonna pray before you hang up, okay?
Okay.
Father God, as we are coming into your presence, Lord, as we are just stepping into your presence, Lord, we thank you that we have that privilege, Lord, to step into your glory and step into your presence. Lord, right now we pray for Linda, and we speak to this cyst on her ovary to dissipate, to go away, to pop like a balloon pops. We command that cyst in the name of Jesus, under the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit, to dissipate. We command this cyst to go away in your precious name, Lord Jesus. We ask for nothing less than complete healing of this cyst, that it will leave totally and completely. And we pray for your anointing to go up and down Linda, and that her body will be completely healed, and that she will not have any more problems with these cysts. As we come into your presence, knowing that you're answering this prayer and that this cyst will be removed. In Jesus' holy, precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Okay. All righty.
Let us know in the future what happens.
Yeah, I sure will.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Okay, you all are starting to press your number one.
You on.
Hold on.
Okay, I will. Okay, I'll press everybody.
Were you
okay.
saying something, Minister Linda?
Well, yeah. we got a prayer request.
My 3-year-old granddaughter, she has a cough. She's been sick since last Monday, off and on. We figured that the virus that we had gotten was the same one that the baby had. We was with taking care of her on her 3rd birthday, and she's still got a cough. It seems to come on at night. So I would like everybody to join with us in prayer. If you would lead Sister Barbara, that Mia will be totally healed, that this virus will leave her.
Amen. Her name is Nina.
Mia, M-I-A, Mia. She just turned 3 on the 1st.
Okay, and the cough comes on at night, and it's a virus.
Yes. Okay. She was running a fever and everything on her birthday on last Tuesday. Not yesterday, but the Tuesday before that. But this cough has just kind of hung on. So if we could just all agree together and command this cough to leave and that she'd get completely better.
Amen. Amen. Well,
yeah.
We thank you, Lord God, right now. We thank you, first
yes,
of all, for beautiful little Mia, 3 years old, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I know it's just difficult to look at a child that's going
you,
through
Jesus.
Something at that age, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
So we just lift her up to you right now, this fever
yes,
that tries to come up on her, this coughing at night, Lord.
Yes,
all of these symptoms. We thank you, Lord
yes,
God,
Jesus.
That your blood, when you died on the cross, you died for every
yes,
one of these
Jesus.
Symptoms to be null and void. And so we thank
yes,
you,
Jesus.
Lord God, that by your blood, the very blood of Jesus, that's all
yes,
over
Jesus.
Mia
yes,
right now,
Jesus.
Lord God. Hallelujah,
yes,
that
Jesus.
By your stripes, Mia is healed, and by your
yes,
stripes,
Jesus.
Mia was healed. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God, for your
thank
anointing
you,
that's all over her right
thank
now.
You,
your yoke destroying, burden
you,
lifting, continual, tangible, manifest presence
thank
touching
you,
her right now, causing healing
thank you, Jesus.
To manifest in her. And we thank you, Lord
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That
thank
even
you,
now
Jesus.
It cannot go to anybody else. In the name of Jesus, but it must cease
yes,
and desist out of the land of the living in Jesus' mighty
yes.
and holy name. And we thank you, Lord, for peace
yes.
all over her little body in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
peace,
Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
all over
yes,
her
sir.
Body. And we even come against even the trauma of coughing and that kind of
yes,
trauma
in the
that
name of Jesus.
Disturbs. When coughing, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus
yes.
and replace that trauma with peace in her and even in her family in the name of Jesus. And we give
thank
you praise
you,
for it even right now, Lord God. Any other ill effects are rendered null and void. No raspiness in her throat,
yes.
you know, runny nose, anything else that went with that, any other symptoms. Every
yes.
one of them must die up, hallelujah, and be rendered null and void in Jesus' name. And
yes.
we thank you for it now.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for doing
how is she doing right now, Stevie?
She's breathing. She's increasing the past 10 minutes.
Okay. Okay. Well, you called.
She was coughing. She threw up a little bit. That's why I called you. I think it's from her coughing so much. I made her throw up.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you let me know how she's doing. We'll continue to pray for her. Okay, honey.
Praise the Lord. That's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
I love you. I think I'm gonna schedule her phone off her doctor so we can
still get her. Okay. Yeah. All right, honey. All right.
All right. Well, praise God. Thank you. Thank you very much for.
Yes, thank you.
For that prayer and all of you. All of you. We thank all of you for joining
yes,
in.
Thank you for joining in.
Yes.
She's such a precious little one, and you just can't let the devil attack these babies because they're precious in his sight.
Yes. Well, and he's got to stop in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In
what
the
you
name
guys
of Jesus.
Say,
yes.
Hallelujah, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil. And he has to flee.
And he,
in Jesus' name.
He has to flee. He
amen.
Has to flee.
Amen. So we have several people with their number one key pressed here. First, we're going to go to, I believe, this is Sister Camilla. Praise God. Hello, welcome. Your line is open. Area code 314-933. Your line is open. If you have your number one key pressed, I mean your mute button on, you need to take your mute off.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we'll come back to you later. God bless you.
All righty.
All right, then. Let me just stop for one moment and say the ailments that have been called out tonight are, we had said, headache near the temple and pain on the lower side. Pain on the lower side is the second one that's called out. Pain on the lower side. Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you are experiencing any of that, make sure you press your number one key. But you know God is a great
right.
good God. So whatever you're going through, he wants to heal you. Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to open the line now for Pastor Price and her family. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor
Praise
Price.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless each one of you today. Elder and Sister Linda Hawkins and Apostle and Pastor Ma, Pastor Kat, every person in their respective places tonight. I just give glory and honor to God for each one of you all. We've been kind of out and about and having to take care of some business. And I don't know if my daughter got injured in her foot, in her toe, or maybe hit it up against something or whatever it was. But last night she was experiencing very bad pain in her toe, my daughter Joy, in her toe and in her, you know, her big toe and on her foot. And then the other thing was for me was that at the top of my left foot, it's been swollen. It will go down, but like right now it's swollen just a little bit now, but it's hurting on the top of the foot. And I don't know if that's me or somebody else I might be discerning or whatever, because it really didn't start hurting until I got online. Waiting, you know, this evening. So I don't know what that is, but I will put that in as a prayer right now for me or whoever else it might be, that pain on the top of the foot. And I praise God. I wanted to say, Minister Linda and Elder Hawkey, when you all were saying there's a scripture that says pray one for another that you may be healed. And one of the things that I've found, I'm talking about for me as a minister and as a pastor and as one who prays a lot for people to be healed and seeing the healing take place, is that the enemy will try to make us shame because he's attacked our bodies and try to make us ashamed to pray for somebody else because of that. But then the Lord always told me, he said, if you pray for somebody else, the word of God says, pray ye one for another that you may be healed. So I tell people, even when I'm not feeling good, I said, when I pray for you, my healing will spring forth. So I thank God for you all tonight.
That's right.
Thank
Amen.
You for you
yes,
all coming on. So I just wanted to say that. God bless you both.
That's right. Well, Joy's big toe is hurting, and it looks like Pastor Helen Price has got a pain on top of her foot.
Yeah.
And are you ready, little Linda?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll back you up. I'll back
you up. Okay, Father God.
In
the precious name of your son, Jesus, our Savior and our Lord, our everything, we bring Joy's toe before you, Lord. We don't know what's going on with it, Lord, but you do. So right now, Lord, I ask you to touch this toe and remove the pain and make Joy's toe every whit whole. If it's something else in her body causing this toe to hurt, Lord, I ask for your anointing to flow through Joy. And whatever's causing this toe to be in pain, I'm asking for your presence. And as I'm feeling the power of your Holy Spirit, that it would come upon Joy and upon her toe and upon her body, that this pain will be healed. And, Lord, that you'll take care of whatever it is that's causing this pain. And that she will be totally healed. And I thank you and I praise you for that, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, as our sister is talking about pain in the top of her foot, Lord, we don't know if it's just her foot or if it's anybody else's, but right now we're going to just curse any pain in the foot, on top of the foot, and in the foot in the name of Jesus. And anybody that is listening in right now, or somebody that they know that is having pain, or sister right now that is experiencing it, we're commanding the pain in the top of the foot to leave in the name of Jesus. And we just claim nothing but complete healing of the foot.
Yes.
And we thank you, Lord. We praise you for this, Lord. We thank you for your anointing flowing into the foot right now.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord,
Jesus.
For your healing power. How is it feeling right now, sister?
Now my foot, I don't feel anything on my foot at the top of my foot now. on there. The only thing I saw that, like from the, it was like, you know how if you would lay your hand on the top of your foot, that's what was hurting. But then it tried, it seems like it tried to move just a little bit on that, you know what, by the big toe, the bone that's by the big toe. It was like it shifted, but not real pain, but just like over on that side. And hold on 1 second. Let me ask Joy real quickly how what's going. She's in another room, but and it's hard for her to get up. But let me ask her question.
Okay.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. That's fine.
Okay. She said her foot was still hurting. Her foot is still hurting.
Okay, let's pray again. Okay.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
We command this toe to stop hurting. We have power coming out of our hands.
Yes.
And we loose that anointing.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Specifically against this big toe. We command you to be healed. We command the toe to respond. We order you to respond. And as the Holy Ghost is coming out of our hands, the left and the right, we demand bodies to come in line with the word of God and under the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, there's a surge going forth now. It's even stronger, so I know she's receiving it. She's receiving it.
Thank you, Jesus.
We command you, pain, to dissipate in Jesus' name. We command you to go down to nothing. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we lose healing for whatever has caused this, any kind of a bruise or anything. We loose your anointing into this big toe in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. There's still a surge going forth, so there's still power touching you all. I'm assuming it's the toe, but for all I know, it might be other parts of people's bodies. But there is a surge going forth, and there's no denying it. Now, I thank you, Lord, that the power of your Spirit is flowing through our hands. And we command these ailments to cease in Jesus' name. And you cease. You cease in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The power of the Spirit that's flowing from us.
In the name of
Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord.
We thank you, Jesus.
All right. You take a moment. Let us know what's happening now.
Thank you, Jesus.
She says she can wiggle it now. She said, although it's still hurting, but she can wiggle
it. Praise God. Praise God.
Okay. Does it hurt the same? Does it hurt half the same? What is it?
Let me check.
Okay.
She said it's a little better, but it still hurts.
Let's see where the pain is on a scale of 0 to 10. Where is the pain now?
Okay.
What was she level is now?
She said it's an 8 right now.
Oh, not very bad. Okay.
So it went from a 10 to an 8?
She said yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's okay. We thank you, Lord, for that, but we need more. We need to thank you for what you've done. All right, Lord, we stretch our hands yet again toward Joy and her toe. We thank you for beginning the work. We thank you for taking it from a 10 down to an 8. But now we're looking for more. And we loose the anointing that is still coming out of our hands into this toe. We order this toe in Jesus' name. We command you to become normal.
Yes.
Normalize in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Become normal in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Name. Respond to the anointing of God. Respond to the living word of God that is coming out of our mouths. Respond to the Holy Ghost that's coming out of our hands. In Jesus' name, we demand this pain cease.
Yes.
Enemy, take your hands off of this child.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. We rebuke this pain. We command you, get out!
In Jesus' name.
Get off of her in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We lose healing to cause whatever has been wrong to be completely made right and whole in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. Thank you, Lord. Okay?
Praise you, Jesus.
All right? We thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Okay?
She said if they've gone down just a little bit, it's like a 7, but it still hurts.
Okay. And can she, and then what's the movement? Is the movement any better than what it was before?
Is the movement any better, Joy? She said,
Okay.
So, Ward, would you thank you for what you've done?
She's a wonderful woman, and I'm in another room. Say it again.
We thank you, Lord, for what you've begun from 10 to a 7. We're asking for more. Put my hand on my wife as a point of contact. We loose this anointing into Joy's toe. We know that you're touching her because we can feel this power going out of our hands. So we know you're doing something. We know she's getting a touch. So we're asking you to manifest this touch into her life and into her toe. Here comes another surge. Here comes another wave, another current. It's going out of our hands and into her. It's a little, it's not a lot, but it's a little.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're touching her. I thank you that you're touching this big toe. Lord, we're letting this power go out of our hands. Healing is going out of our hands. The toe is responding. It has to respond. Everything that has caused this toe to hurt, you've got to be healed in Jesus' name. Still power going in the toe, so we're going to just stay right here. Still power going in. Lord, we thank you. You took it from a 10 to a 7. Now we ask you for take it down even lower. Still power going in. Actually, more power going in.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. I am so cool about it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
So let's ask Joy. Elder?
Elder, I think I'm muted.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm very here.
Okay, great. Let's ask
right.
Joy.
Joy was just describing to me what's going on. She's feeling better, but she's still feeling, you know, because she can feel that surge that's going on, and that around the toe, around that big toe, you know, going around it like almost like a circle of such that from the top and around towards down in that the bone area coming back around, she's still feeling, you know, like swollen. She said like swollen.
Okay.
And tight. Swollen and tight.
Is the pain still at a 7 or has it changed?
Has the pain changed from a 7 or is it the same? She said it's better.
Okay.
So
what has it gone down to?
And while you're praying, I can also feel that surge that you're talking about. I can feel it going in. I know, and I was just saying the Joy because I had it on mute. I was telling I've experienced that with you all before. When the surge of that power, I know that God has anointed you with special healing, anointing. There are healings. The Word of God talks about healing, not just one kind of healing, but healings. And so I could feel that surge even now while you all are praying. I've experienced it as you all are praying for Joy. And I have no pain on my feet, none. All I'm feeling now is the surge that's going toward Joy.
Glory to God, see, Holy Spirit. Now, ask her Now I'm going to do a test here. I could be wrong because it's very faint what I think I picked up from the Holy Spirit. I'm holding fingers up to little Linda, okay, so she can verify, because I don't want to plant seeds in anyone's mind. You know, where is her pain level at now?
Joy asked, "Where is your pain level at now?"
More or less.
She said a 7.
Okay. I had it in my heart that it dropped down to a 4, but then okay. Then I didn't see it again, or I heard too early. Well, let's pray one more time.
Okay.
Praise God.
Okay.
You know, when the anointing is going into somebody, a lot of times it causes an immediate response. But sometimes it has to work a while in there before the response can be seen on the outside. So we know that the anointing is going in, and, you know, Pastor Price is even feeling the surge as well. So let's pray again. Lord, we thank you for
Elder, she said to tell you that she received her healing. And go on, I'm sorry to interrupt you in prayer. All right.
No. Thank you. Okay, Lord, one more time. We loose your anointing upon and into Joy, specifically her tongue. We stretch our hands toward her. We know that your Holy Spirit is moving through us. I thank you that she's receiving. I know she's receiving because we can feel that power going in her. I thank you for dropping it to a 7, but we really are asking you to drop it way below that. We loose the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We loose it upon her toe. We ask you to remove all swelling. We rebuke all swelling. We rebuke all pain. And we rebuke the cause and the source of the swelling and the pain. And there's another very strong surge going into you right now. Stronger than the other surges that went through. So she's definitely receiving. Even if when you hang up the phone, it hasn't physically seemed to drop below a 7, I really believe it will, because it's even stronger now. In fact, it's very strong. The anointing is even stronger going into her right now than the other times we prayed. Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you're doing something here. We're letting this anointing flow into Joy's toe. Nobody wants a toe that hurts. Not at a 10, not at a 7, not at a 3. We loose this anointing in Jesus' name. Right into the toe. We command the whole body to respond, the whole foot to respond in Jesus' name. Everything in that foot respond to the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. And the power is still going into Joy. You're really taking a lot of power on this one. Really doing a lot. So, Lord, we're going to thank you in faith. We thank you for what you've already done. We're going to thank you for completely removing everything. Whether it happens right here, right this very second, or later on down the line. But, Lord, there's still power going in her, so we're just laying our hands right on her foot, in Jesus' name. We're laying our hands right on her toes, in our mind's eye. We're laying hands on that foot, in Jesus' name. We're letting this anointing soak in Jesus' name. Healing that toe, healing that toe. We speak free full movement. We speak swelling going down, and we speak complete freedom from pain in Jesus' name. Okay, yeah. Now the anointing is lifting off of me. So there we go. Now that was a lot. She got a lot. Let's find out what's happening, and if there has been no change, I'm with her. I'm believing she's receiving the healing. So okay.
Amen.
What's happening?
She says she's feeling better. She says she's feeling better. Can you hear me?
Can we?
What level is? What is she thinking
Joy,
now?
Joy, did you? Joy, could you tell me what the level is? About a 5.
Okay.
And is she going to sleep? I think she's one. And it's caught, I think while you all are praying, she's in there going to sleep.
Okay. That's good right there.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I know you'll report in, so we'll have a good report,
yes.
You know, in the morning or whatever. But I
yes.
know that she was receiving. There's no, I mean, we Linda
yes.
and I felt that Holy Ghost going through us, so that your young daughter Joy is definitely receiving. So we give God praise.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise
you.
The
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank
you. I give glory to God and thank you all so much. Glory to God.
Amen.
Well, thank
because,
you.
We're getting ready to go. Hallelujah. As we're getting ready to go, I'm perceiving a few things here. I'm perceiving that, you know, the Lord is going into her joints as well, like around her knees.
Yeah.
Something going on and in the calf. Maybe one or both calves of her legs. But the Lord is touching, and there's some joints. So knees, the calves, and the joint. You know, the anointing was going into that too. No wonder she's going to sleep. That's good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen. And
all right.
Because your foot is not hurting anymore, Pastor Price, Hallelujah. And Lord God, we thank you for sealing healing even now in the name of Jesus. Every healing, every iteration of healing that has been done is sealed right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. You too.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen. Okay, we have someone else, and they kind of left. Let me check that out. I'm looking on the board here. Okay, I don't see him. Okay, so Minister Rachel, praise God. Let me just go back as I open up the line for Minister Rachel. For those who just joined the line, amen. We're praying tonight, prophetic healing, and the ailments that were called out tonight was a headache near the temple area and pain in the lower side. Amen. So we're looking for those ailments to be healed tonight and more. Hallelujah. So he's a great big God. He's an awesome God. And he wants to heal you anywhere you hurt. So already we pray for her knees, her knees, her arms, clarity of mind and speech.
Yes.
And she was touched in all those areas today. So we thank the Lord for that healing. We prayed with Pastor Catherine, who was asking us to help intercede for her friend who's diagnosed with a cyst on her ovary. And then we prayed tonight for the precious granddaughter named Mia, 3 years old, the Hawkeye's granddaughter. She has diagnosed with a cough that comes on at night, and that cough causes her to throw up. And And then she is running a fever. So we pray for her, believing for complete healing, health, and wholeness. And then we just pray for Pastor Price. She had pain on the top of her left foot, and that was completely healed. All that pain went away. And then we prayed for Joy. I'll say Minister Joy. She's having pain in her big toe to the point where she couldn't even wiggle her toe. And so a level 10 pain. And during this time of prayer, actually, we prayed for five times. The anointing went in. Some of the swelling went down, so she was able to wiggle her toe. And it went down from a level 10 to a level 5. And we believe for complete healing, health, and wholeness. And because it was in so much pain, she wasn't able to sleep, but she was falling asleep. So we praise God for that.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you for this.
Time now for Minister Rachel. Praise God.
Thank you.
Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. God bless y'all. I just need prayer for my dad. He has surgery today, and he's still at the hospital. I don't know if they released him yet. And my daughter, Renesha, because when I was praying with my kids, what they're asking or whatever she was telling me, I just please pray for the baby in her womb, my daughter and my dad.
Okay. What's your dad's first name?
Oh, Roy. Roy Rod. His full name is Roy Rod.
Okay. So he has surgery today?
Yeah. I found out today from one of my brothers came to visit me. And then I was so glad to hear from my dad. I wanted to call in the hospital and he answered the phone. And he sounded a little bit weak. And he just, I said, I love him. And, he told me he needed to get some rest, and I said, okay. And I just told him I love him, and because he was with me before I went to the hospital, but I'm grateful to God that he brought him through the surgery. I was able to hear him before he went back to sleep. My older sister was up there with him, and my other sister was up there with him. So I wasn't able to.
Amen. So Renesha, the doctors are saying something, but you don't want to repeat what they said. So we're just praying for the baby.
I don't know what she's saying because she said I should have went to the visit. It was one visit I didn't go with her. Yeah, she was saying some stuff, but I didn't get a clear thing, so I really have to go to her next visit. I have to go there June 22nd. She has a second one, doctor's visit.
Okay.
Because she told me things in bits and pieces, and it wasn't really clear to me. She said, they said they see something, they see the baby, and then they see something. I was like, I mean, at first I was like, it could be twins, but she was saying something else. But I'm going to find out when I go on the 22nd. But I know God will cover the baby in the womb because he covered Amber when I was going through in my last pregnancy. I actually had a miscarriage and something happened to me, but Amber was fine when they checked the ultrasound. My little one, she was fine. They said the baby is fine within you, but I did have fluid leak from me.
Okay.
When I was pregnant, so I know that she can, I know that God will cover the baby. Renee is
23. But
Amber will be 10 at the end of this year. And she did have a small little accident tonight. He was running, and I told her not to. Well, you know how kids play, and she ran out of my room and slipped and hit her head. But she's doing fine. She came bouncing back up in here. So you know how the kids are. God, help me.
Yes. And how far along is Renee?
This is her fourth month.
Her fourth month, okay.
November 7th.
Okay. Okay.
Going toward her.
And what are they saying? What are they saying is the main concern?
They want to find out if the baby will be born with a sickle cell trait. I was there when they said that part, but I said they could wait till the baby is born. But she said something different. I'm gonna go and talk. I'm gonna go have her come in the room. Well, I'm going to her room right now as I'm talking to you,
Renee.
Okay. Yeah, I'm heading to her room now, Princess. What did the doctor say is why you had to see the specialist? No, what is it? Listen, sweetie, we're on live. What is this? This is Healing Ministry, the Healing Community. This God in this ministry is Healing Community. What specialist did they have you to see? It was
a lady who was connected to the government.
No, not the government. It sounded a little weird, like I'm trying to say the name. I have
Rachel. Minister Rachel. Minister Rachel.
Yeah.
Do this for me. Put it on mute. You guys talk.
Okay.
You get the details and come back. In the meantime, we're going to pray for your dad.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay.
All right. Just put it on mute and come back when you get the information. But in the meantime, we'll pray for your dad and we'll also pray for Amber. Okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Father God, as we come before your presence once again, we ask you to touch Rory, Lord. Lord, I ask you to give him a quick recovery. Whatever's going on in his body, Lord, from this surgery, Lord, I ask you to heal him. I ask you to give him strength in his body. I ask that this anointing flowing from us will flow through Roy,
yes,
but he'll be completely healed, not partially. And, Lord, I call strength into his body in your name, Lord Jesus, with this anointing. I call strength into his body. Lord, I ask you to anoint him with your presence from the tip of his head to the tip of his toes and totally make him whole. And, Lord, right now we pray that there'll be no side effects from Amber's little accident. Lord Jesus, I ask that you'll touch Amber from the tip of her head to the tip of her toes, that there'll be no trauma with her head or her body. Lord, I just ask you to heal this little girl right now. I ask that your Holy Spirit and your blood be upon her right now. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you, that there'll be no trauma, no effects from this fall, but that Amber will be completely whole. And once again, Lord, I just ask that you would send your angels all around Roy right now as he's healing from this surgery, Lord, that your Holy Spirit is going up and down his body right now. And, Lord, I ask that your ministering angels would minister to him as he is receiving your strength in your name, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus.
Yes. Speedy recovery, Lord.
Yes.
Speed up the
in
process.
In Jesus' name, yes.
Speed up the process,
yes.
Lord. Speedy supernatural.
Yes, in Jesus' name. In
Thank
Jesus'
you.
Precious name. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Minister Rachel,
thank
are you back?
Yes. Yeah, thank y'all for praying.
Amen.
Yes, you're very welcome. Amen. We're blessed to do so. Did you find out about the baby?
Yeah.
I turned on my computer, and I'm still waiting for it to come up because I have it in my email, what the doctor, the specialist, sent to my email. So that's why I was going to pop it up. I left my daughter's room so I can read what's on the email.
Okay.
So I was waiting for the email to pop up. I'm sorry it's taking too long.
Well, in the meantime, let me just tell you. My daughter that just turned 21, they did an ultrasound during my pregnancy. I think I was maybe 6 months along. Maybe I was 7 months. And they said that they it looked like she
possibly had Down syndrome. And we prayed, and my daughter did not have Down syndrome.
Amen.
And, you know, God did that miracle right in the womb. And, you know, I made it clear to them that it didn't matter, because if my baby had two heads, my baby was going to be born. But I knew God had his hand on my child and was taking care of my child. So whatever it is, even if you don't have the full report, we can pray and believe God that this baby will be made whole.
That's right.
Because he knows what, you know. And I believe a lot of these reports have been wrong. Sometimes they're right, but have been wrong. And a lot of abortions have taken place from these reports being wrong, and not that the abortion should ever take place anyhow, but a lot of misinformation has happened, and my daughter being one of them. But we can pray for this little precious baby in the womb, and God can make this baby every whit whole.
Yes.
Is it okay if we go ahead and pray?
Yes.
Father God, we pray for this little precious baby that's in Renee's womb. Father God, you created this little baby. You put this little baby in her womb, Lord God. Right now we ask for your anointing, your presence to come upon this child. We ask for your anointing and your Holy Spirit to just flow through this child, that there'll be nothing wrong, but that this baby will be perfect right now. We plead your holy blood upon this child, and we speak to this child's body to be every whit whole. I ask, Lord, that you would strengthen this baby, that you would help this baby to grow completely normal right now. We're speaking to this little one in the womb. In the name of Jesus, everything will be formed correctly. And you belong to Jesus, and you will be born with no harm. Right now, we pray for complete healing of this child, anything that's wrong, any report, as we plead your precious blood upon this precious baby. And we command this little baby's body in the name of Jesus to be every whit whole in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We praise you for nothing but a complete healing for this little one. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Jesus loves the children.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel.
You know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you. Glory to God for the healing, and I'm beholding my new grandson in November, and I'm going to send it to my daughter. Actually, I'm going to send it to my godmother. Y'all to see it. She probably put up on Get 'em because she's going to be a great God grandmother.
Praise you, King.
Amen. All right. God bless. Have a blessed night.
Love you all. Praise. I appreciate y'all.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's good.
Hallelujah. Amen. I see you, Sister Joanne. We're going to open up the line for you in just a moment. Anyone else? Hallelujah. You can press your number one key. We have less than an hour left in time. Praise God. You know we can always go into overtime, but we have less than an hour left. So if you're perceiving anything, you're feeling you need prayer for yourself or for someone else, it's a great time to press your number one key. And we thank all of those who have pressed the number one key so far and have been very patient. The ailments that were called out today were headache near the temple and pain on the lower side. Amen. We're going to open the line for you now, Joanne from New Jersey. Welcome, Sister Joanne. You have your mute on. Sister Joanne, if you're there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Okay. Good evening, Prophet Kizzy and Minister Prophet Harvey and wife. I have been praying for this young baby. Remember I told you he was born dwarfism? So I seen him three months ago, and you had prayed for him, and you said strengthen and lengthen. So when I seen him for his birthday, he just turned one. He was crawling. He was flipping over and doing everything. So I thank God for that.
Praise you, Jesus.
Wow.
Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise you, Lord God.
Yes, he's doing, I haven't seen him since the COVID virus because the grandmother been sick. So I haven't seen her since then. But for his birthday, I went over to the party. They had a little party for him. So I said, what is he doing? And so the father was playing with him on the floor, right? Yes. So I seen him, he was, teaching him with a pacifier, see what he moved. He was crawling. And I said, look at you, God.
Wow.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
So I thank God for that.
That's
true. So probably next time I see him, he'll probably be walking.
Amen. Well, I'm going to play the song right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's the little boy's first name?
I think it was 3 months ago or 2 months ago. I remember. I think it was in.
What was his name?
Joshua.
Oh, okay. Joshua.
Okay. And the ailment you call out tonight, I've been having like headaches. When I wake up in the morning, migraine headache for the last couple of days.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh, that's got to stop. Are you feeling
that right now?
Huh? Yes, over knee.
Okay. You're experiencing the pain from a headache right now?
No, earlier, a little bit before you called, it had started again, but now it stopped.
Okay.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
Especially something that's been revealed in the Holy Ghost.
Okay. My sweetie here says that we need to pray for it to not come back since it's been revealed.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yes. All righty. Okay, Lord God, as we once again come into your presence, Lord, I just worship you, Lord, and I just thank you that really, Lord, I don't feel like we've left your presence, Lord, but as we step into your glory, I ask you, Lord God, we just in your name, Lord Jesus, we just curse this migraine from coming back on our sister.
Yes.
We just curse it, and we cast this migraine out, and we command this migraine to leave forever. And we plead your blood upon our sister. And we command complete health, that whatever's been causing this migraine will be totally healed in your name, Lord Jesus. We speak health to our sister. And we command this pain to not return and to never come back in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Hoppy and Sister Hoppy. I appreciate your prayer for me.
You're so welcome. We love you so much. You're so welcome.
We are so glad that you're
here. I love you, and y'all have a blessed night.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll keep in touch with Joshua, what's going on with him.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you. That's such a blessing. Yes.
That's really something.
Okay.
Thank you.
Y'all have a blessed night. Minister Kizzy, have a blessed night. And Mom, tell Mom I said hi and that I'll continue to pray for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I know she hears you saying hi. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Anyone else? Pressure number one, Key. We still do have some time. Even if you have a testimony that you want to share, I mean, because that's such a blessing about this little boy,
yes.
Josh, that, you know, with dwarfism.
Yeah.
And before, you know, when she called, when Sister Joanne called in before, I mean, it was like he could hardly do anything because his head was so big and he needed, you know, he wasn't, you know, doing much. And now he's crawling and turning over. Glory to God.
Yeah, that's
a huge deal. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Glory
praise
to God.
God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So it is just, it's a wonderful thing to hear the testimony, you know, testimonies that come out. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
I was at the, going back and reading some of the things that were said back then. I think maybe the first time we prayed for him was back in 2020. I'm trying to check. In 2020, we prayed for Joshua, dwarfism, and the word was strengthen and lengthen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
And, you know, for him to be crawling, I think the first time I was about, well, he was 8 months old, now he's two. And his head was big and his body small, and he was using his head to move his body and his bones and his spine to be stable.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. His mother
has dwarfism as well. Amen.
Yes.
So the word was strengthen and lengthen his spine. And knitting in his spine. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's just incredible.
God is a miracle working God.
Yeah, that's something.
He's a miracle working God.
That's really something. Glory to God.
Now, I feel led to share a testimony, if I may.
Yes, amen.
My first child, Stephanie, who's been on the broadcast before, when I was pregnant with her, they said that there was some unusual cells and that she might be the only child I'd ever have because it looked like there was a possibility. Basically, the doctor was saying cancer. And we went to the Lord in prayer, and she's about to be 46, and I had seven more children after her, and I am still going and never had cancer.
Wow.
And I went to another doctor. They said that there was absolutely nothing there.
Wow.
Thank you.
And I remember how the devil tried to torment me and scare me that, you know, not only would this maybe be the only child that I'd have, but that I might not live long. But, you know, God just totally took care of that. And I just want to tell everybody out there, he is a miracle-working God. Everybody that's listening, he's a miracle-working God. I've had so many miracles in my life. To mention them all would take all night. But he's just always been there for me, always.
Wow.
I just praise his name.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Look what the
God.
Lord does.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Thank you,
Look
Lord.
What the
Amen.
Amen. And it's always good
you know,
to hear testimony.
I'll share a quick testimony.
All right.
I mean, I know I've been a little extra quiet tonight, and that's on purpose, you know. But before the broadcast, I mean, I've been believing God for a couple days now.
But before the broadcast, I was just laying down. Well, that's the truth. Let alone say anything. Let alone pray. I mean, you know, I could pray. I was reading scriptures. I was, you know, had my little app, and I was reading scriptures and stuff. But I was just laying there. That's how bad off I was. I wasn't saying much of anything because the head cold had gone down into my chest, and I couldn't talk. Are you hearing me? I could barely talk because I didn't have any breath.
All right, you want me to
repeat it again?
Me well, repeat it with the wonderful breath that you have.
But you know, we were you know, conversing with one another here, and Linda suddenly had an anointing. You know, the same anointing that has gone into people as we prayed over other folks tonight, and I said, "I receive," and I just laid back, and she laid hands on me and prayed on me. So yeah, I know I've been quieter than normal, but you should have seen me right before the broadcast. You know, I mean, I got a major touch from the Lord.
You did.
So I am sharing a testimony. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. And you know, I know that Minister Linda laid hands on you, and we've also seen that there are sometimes people will just come on the line, and they won't even say anything. You know, won't even press the number one key, and the Lord will still heal them. Glory to God.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Wonderful like that. He's glorious like that. He's God like that.
He is glory to God. He is glorious like that. Yes, he is.
Yes,
he is.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
So, you all, for those who just joined us, we are still praying for people to be healed. You can press your number one key right now. We pray for several people already tonight. We just finished praying for Sister Joanne. She was going through some migraines in the morning time, and we just prayed that in the morning, those migraines will not come back. The migraine she saw this morning, she'll see no more again forever.
That's right.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's
and
right.
And Joanne, testimony of a boy named Joshua who has dwarfism, who was, we began to pray for him last year when he was 8 months old. Now he's two. And when he was 8 months old, they just didn't even think he would be able to crawl. His head's bigger than his body. And the word was strengthen and lengthen. Glory to God. Now Joshua is crawling and turning over and, you know, responding to someone in front of him, showing him the pacifier and going towards them. Mm-hmm. So that's like really awesome there. Amen. So we love testimonies. Hallelujah. You got a testimony? You can share your testimony. Praise God. We prayed for Minister Rachel's dad who had surgery today. So if you want us to intercede, join with you for intercession, hallelujah, we can do that. We'll join together with you in prayer, hallelujah. We prayed for Minister Rachel's daughter, Renasia, who is pregnant. And the doctor has said some diagnosis, and we're believing for the Lord's report. Praise God. Then we pray for her daughter Amber, who slipped and hit her head today. And then earlier we prayed for Pastor Price, who had a swelling at the top of her foot that completely went away. Any swelling or discomfort went away. We praise God for that. Completely healed in Jesus' name. Her daughter, Minister Joy, was going through pain in her big toe. I'm talking a level 10 pain. Amen. That is a tough pain in your toe. A level 10 pain, swelling so much that she could not even wiggle her toe. After the second prayer, she could wiggle her toe, and the pain level went down from a 10 to a level 5 while we were on the phone. And we're believing by the Spirit of God that it is going to go completely away in the name of Jesus. Then we prayed for the Harkey's granddaughter, 3-year-old granddaughter, Mia. And we're believing for that cough that tries to come at night to be completely gone, and that they'll be that she won't be running a fever. Hallelujah. And we're believing that nothing will be passed to anybody else in Jesus' name. Pastor Catherine came on. We prayed for her friend that was diagnosed with a cyst on the ovary. We're looking for a good report. Amen. After that prayer and the first prayer today was for Pastor Mom. She was having pain in her knees, her arms, and needed prayer for clarity of mind and speech. And I'm telling you, she felt better right away. And even her speech got better right away. And we give God all the glory the Lord has done. Hallelujah. open the line. Somebody has pressed their number one key. We believe this is our friend, Minister Joy Bryant. We're opening the line now. Welcome, Minister
Amen.
Joy.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be with you all. I was I saw the message that came on my phone that you all were on the line and had Bible study earlier, so I'm just getting a chance to join you all, but I did want to ask you all to pray with me. I have swelling in my legs and my feet, and I'm just prayerful about my weight loss journey and my appetite and things that I would say be steadfast and unmovable about getting my physical health together so that I can do the ministry work that God has called me to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And not only the weight, but what else? What else?
Swelling in my
what
legs.
What was
and
it?
Feet.
Swelling in legs.
Swelling.
And feet. Swelling in legs and feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Swelling in legs and feet.
Yes, Lord.
And do you have anything like in the lower back of the leg? Like the calf
I do.
Below the calf?
She does, yes.
Right.
I do.
Right below my calf, between the calf and the ankle started to feel weird. That's why I asked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you know what that means. Well, glory to God.
Yeah,
we're going to pray.
That means you're going to be healed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank
okay.
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
once again, we're just stepping into your presence and into your glory, and we're lifting up our sister before you. And Lord, right now, we're just cursing the swelling in her legs and feet, Lord God, and I ask you, Lord, to direct her to the right food and teas to drink to get rid of this swelling, Lord. You've done it for me, Lord. So I'm asking you, Lord, to give her an appetite for a drink that will get rid of the swelling, the right cheese and the right food. And Lord Jesus, I just ask you to do a miracle and flush this excess water out of her feet and legs. I'm asking you to heal that needs healed. We just curse any illness in her legs right now in your name, Lord Jesus. And Jesus, I ask you to give her an appetite for a healthy food. Let her crave foods that are low on calories and are good for her body, Lord. I ask you to give her a hunger for food that you want her body to have and a distaste for food that you don't want her to have. Lord God, I ask you to help our sister to get healthy for you, Lord Jesus. Give her a craving for the food that you have created to make her body what it needs to be and a distaste for the garbage that this world goes to give people that makes them sick and stuff, Lord God. As I ask you to heal her body, Lord, I ask you to direct her, Lord. I ask you to direct her to the right tools that you've already given her on this earth to stay healthy and for weight loss, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you for doing that for our sister, Lord. I praise you for nothing less but complete guidance and healing in the weight and in the swelling of the legs and feet. And I thank you, Lord, for this miraculous healing and for this anointing that's going through her and that you're even healing this pain in the back of the leg right now, Lord. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Just take a moment and let us know, if you would, please, what you're experiencing on your end.
I've been moving my ankles. It's really where I was feeling that pain in the back of my right ankle and just below the calf, and it's subsiding. It is. I thank God for it.
Jesus.
Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
What was the pain when we started, and what was the pain level when we started, and what's the pain level now, please?
It's been an aching throughout the day, and for weeks. It's been just a aching,
ooh,
but I don't really feel
ooh
it. It's almost gone. I mean, it's just feel like there was
praise
a relief
Jesus
in that area.
Oh
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
Lord, we thank you. We
thank
praise
you.
You. You're amazing.
Glory
we
to
give you glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory.
Praise you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise you,
we
Jesus.
We give you glory. Oh, praise
thank
you.
And
Jesus.
And sister, the reason I said the prayer the way that I said it is I know that the Lord is healing you and touching you, but I know with myself what the Lord led me into for to maintain, you know, healing and the flushing out of excess water in my legs and feet, that there's when I drink teas, you know, green tea, you know, white tea, you know, your herbal teas, healing teas, you'll see that you'll go to the bathroom a lot because your body will be flushing out all that water. You'll
amen
definitely be urinating a lot, and all that will be coming out of your feet and your legs. And certain foods like watermelon will do the same thing. And the Lord will just direct you to eating different foods and drinking different teas. Believe it or not, teas can be quite miraculous with what they can do for you, even dandelion tea. Do you drink any teas?
I do. Not on a daily basis, but I do. So, and I've had herbal tea before, so I will definitely take your advice on that. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yes. Yes, God bless you. And when you're eating, I want you to think, is this man-made or is this something that God made? Because, you know, that's what's going to put your weight where you want it to be.
I'm going through the same thing, and that's how God's leading me. So I'm anxious to hear a good report.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Praise God.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling in. Praise
yes,
God.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. It's always good to hear from you, Mr. Joy. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
All
thank
right.
you, Lord.
Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Well, any more testimonies or anything?
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Always, always so many testimonies. I know that it, back in the beginning, I told the testimony of how my husband and I got together, but I'll just share that, you know, for me, I had felt that, you know, came to that time in my life that, you know, if God meant for me to remain single, that I was fine with it. And the Lord put it upon my heart that it would be okay with him if I, you know, just gently went on this Christian dating site like once a month and seeing if there was a new friend on there or what God would possibly have for me, but that I had committed in my heart it was going to be something that I was going to do gently. It wasn't going to be something that I was going to think much about, but I was just going forward with whatever God had for me. And lo and behold, that's how the Lord put my husband and I together. And when you get your eyes focused on Jesus instead of focused on, you know, any single women out there that are wanting to find somebody, if you get your eyes focused on him and what he has for you instead of finding that mate or that situation in your life, that's when God can change things around. And that's where I was. I was, God, whatever you want from me. And it was so funny. I was talking to a girlfriend, and prior I said, well, I don't want nothing to do with dating services or anything. I want nothing to do with them. But then I said to her, I said, I'm feeling that the Holy Spirit's telling me that it's okay. He wants me to get on this one. And I said, I guess I'll do that then. And there was my husband trying to reach out to me. So there's my testimony.
Oh,
wow. Amen. Now, and you guys have been married for a year now?
Almost 2 years. 2 years in August.
Wow. That was fast.
2 years.
I know. Really. Yes. But when you come to testimonies, there's just so many. My daughter that we were praying for, my granddaughter, whenever somebody called in for prayers for a baby, it looked like many times that I was going to miscarry her. Her name is Stevie. She's named after her father. And I actually, during that pregnancy, it was a miracle that I carried her. I was in an absolute pool of blood while I was pregnant. I mean, I was... the fact that her heart was still beating and that she was in there was none less than a miracle. And her birth was a miracle. So no matter what the circumstances are, never give up and never quit believing. Because, you know, in the natural, I'd miscarried. You know, I mean, I was, you know, I was in a pool of blood. But there was my baby with her heart still beating and the Holy Spirit upon her to come and be born in this world. So I've got so many testimonies. Just like I said, it could go all night long because, you know, my life has been all about him and he's done all these miracles in my life and I just praise him. And when people call in, I just want the same for them. I want them to have the joy of having miracles of healing and miracles in their life.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise
you,
Jesus.
You know, There was a song that was done by a group called Journey, and the words were, don't stop believing. And and you said that, and the Lord was telling me not too long ago to take that song and, you know, make it a Christian song. And it goes like, don't stop believing, because Jesus is true and living. Don't stop believing God's word. Hallelujah. So don't stop believing.
Amen.
Don't stop believing God's word. Hallelujah.
Yes. You know, isn't it amazing how that a song that maybe wasn't meant to be a Christian song, how God can use it? I've had that happen to me when I was a young girl and, you know, was on fire for the Lord at a very young age. And we didn't have access to a lot of Christian music. You know, they sang in church and stuff, but we didn't have access to a lot of Christian music. And I would go and I would play this love song, and it was titled "You Make Me Feel Brand New," and I would sing it to the Lord with tears streaming down my face. Do you remember that song?
Mm-hmm.
You do? Okay. Do you see how that can be turned into a love song to the Lord?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I remember I would play that just thinking of my Lord and Savior.
Amen. Yeah. Now, I just got a text in, and actually I have a couple of texts.
Okay.
One, Sister Camilla, and she wanted prayer for her uncle who's been diagnosed with cancer. And they're talking about putting him into hospice. And then we had another prayer that was earlier, so I don't forget this. This was from Reverend Treva, and she wanted us to pray for her uncle. Now, this uncle was diagnosed with liver cancer that spread to his back. This was Reverend Treva's uncle Rupert. And the cancer had taken all of his siblings' lives, including her mom. It's time to stop.
Yes, it is.
And she's also to pray for her cousin Valerie, who's going through chemo for breast cancer. Amen. She said God's word is more powerful than cancer. So we're talking about Camilla's uncle, cancer, and Reverend Treva's uncle, Rupert, diagnosed with liver cancer. And the family line. Oh, and Valerie, her cousin Valerie, diagnosed with cancer.
Okay. Okay.
I'm just making a few notes here.
Okay.
So Reverend Treva has an uncle, Rupert, liver cancer on his back. Camilla, his uncle, I didn't catch the name, but Camilla's uncle has been diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And Reverend Treva's cousin Valerie, right, breast cancer, chemo.
Okay, now who has breast cancer?
Valerie.
Sorry, I got that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Father God, as we come and approach your presence, Lord God, Lord, I'm going to lift Valerie up first, Lord God. Lord, it is not your will that she has breast cancer, Lord. Lord, I ask you to touch her sister. Right now, Lord, in your name, as we reach our hands forward, we command this breast cancer to die in your name, Jesus.
Yes.
We command this breast cancer to go to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, cancer, you will die in the name of Jesus.
And right now, as this anointing is flowing, I ask for this anointing, Lord Jesus, to flow into Valerie's breast, killing all cancer. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to make those tissues every whit whole in your name, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Camilla's uncle, and we command this cancer to leave his body. You're not welcome in his body anymore, cancer. In the name of Jesus, we set forth that you leave and you go to the pits of hell, cancer, where you belong. And right now, Lord Jesus, I ask that your Holy Spirit would go all over Camilla's uncle and that you would begin to do a miracle in his body as he's laying there, that you will heal him from the tip of his head to the tip of his toes. And Lord, right now, we pray for our sister Treva's Uncle Rupert and the cancer that's in his back that has been traveling through the family. You stop right now, cancer. We don't allow you to be in Uncle Rupert's body any longer. We command that you leave his body, cancer, and that you have no place in his body. And right now, we just curse this cancer to the pits of hell and that you will not touch the bloodline any longer, that you will not take any more family members. Right now, we're calling on the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, yes. Cancer. The blood of Jesus is against you. On all of these lives that we're praying for, Camilla's uncle, Treva's uncle, and for Valerie's, that the cancer that attacked her, we send you cancer to the pits of hell, and the blood of Jesus is against you on these lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're a good report.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, we want good reports.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Those who have just joined, we welcome you. And we thank God for all the healings that he is doing tonight. We're just finished interceding for several people who were diagnosed with cancer around the country. Amen. And we just believe, hallelujah, that they got a touch right now, tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When we pray, there's no time or space in prayer. Hallelujah.
No, there's not.
Amen.
No, there's not.
No, there's not.
Hallelujah. So we know that God is reaching out all over, hallelujah, everywhere, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We bless your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We still have, before we go into overtime, we still have about 10 minutes. Please feel free to press your number one key, and we'll open a line for you. Right now, I'm just going to take a moment to tell you what's going on with our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And if we don't see any number one keys after that, we're going to have Minister Linda and Elder Hawkey to give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. So this is our, what you're listening to right now is our prophetic healing broadcast, Get 'Em Radio's prophetic healing broadcast, and we air once a month on the second Wednesday of the month at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So the very next time that we're going to meet again is that we're scheduled to meet again is Wednesday, July 14th. Hallelujah. So please mark your calendars, set your cell phone alarm. Glory to God. And, we'll see you on the 14th and bring somebody with you who needs healing. Glory, hallelujah.
Praise
and if
God.
It's yourself,
yes.
Praise
God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Now, tomorrow we have our Thursday edition of God in the Midst. We will have a speaker tomorrow. We're doing a series in this month that is called Friends of Get 'Em Radio. And so over these years, we're about to celebrate our 9th anniversary in November. Over the years, glory to God. Hallelujah. Over the years, there are people who have been very loyal, very faithful, and we know that they're led by the Lord, because people could be doing all kinds of things, you know, different times of the day that we have the broadcast, but God has led them to just walk alongside us. And so we're having some of those people this month to come on, give their testimony. It's been just wonderful. And then they're going to expound on the word. They're going to preach a little. Glory to God. So last Thursday, we had Minister Carrie Head, who came on and just blessed us last Thursday. This Thursday, we have Evangelist Shirley Taylor, who will be with us on this Thursday. On next Thursday, the 17th, we're going to have her daughter, amen, Janza, Janza Preston will be with us on the 17th. And then on the 24th, we're going to have our dear Reverend Treva to come on and be with us. So come with us. I mean, I was just thinking today, I knew a man who lived in my building. I hardly knew anything about him. He's gone home to be with the Lord, and I find out all these wonderful things about him when he goes home to be with the Lord, you know. And I was just thinking, it's so wonderful to hear people tell their testimony, glorifying God, and we get to know what God has invested in them before they go home and be with the Lord. So
this is
a great time to hear testimonies and to hear the word of God. Amen. So then on this Sunday coming up, June the 13th, Lord willing, Pastor Mom will be speaking on this Sunday on the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and that's part of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. It airs on the same number at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. And we always want to hear from Pastor Mom. People say to me, I don't care what Pastor Mom talks about, I just want to hear her. All want to hear from Pastor Mom. Amen. 88 years young, soon to be 89 in August. We praise God. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And it's always a blessing to hear what the Lord says through her. He's gifted her to be able to dig into the Word of God. So if you want to have a nice lunchtime listening to the Word of God, just call in. You know, put yourself on mute, call in, and have your lunch and get a word from the Lord. Praise God. Same phone number, 516-418-5699. Then on Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Oh, I think we've gone to another dimension in Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Praise God. There's so many people who, this is what we do. We have volunteers who pray in tongues for 15 minutes. And so we have four volunteers. So there's praying in tongues for an hour that's going on. And then after that hour, then we have interpretation of tongues. And I'm telling you, I think this is kind of like the upper room experience, you know, what the disciples did before the Holy Ghost came upon them and with the fire. So I believe that this is, you know, what we're doing we're being with the Lord. We're praying in tongues. He's given us interpretations. Our mind is stayed on him, and we are becoming more and more on one accord with what the Lord is doing and his will, his way, his purpose, mm-hmm. and his plan. And so he's blessing us now, but we're at a high state of expectation as to what he's going to do next. Glory to God.
Praise to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And so that takes us through the week, just letting you know what we are doing. And a lot of times I try to send out an announcement and let you know ahead of time so that you can be with us on those days. Amen. So now we're going to go to the Harkies and get a closing remark, and closing prayer. Praise God.
Okay. Well.
I just praise the Lord for all the people that called in tonight.
Yes.
And Lord, I just Lord, I just thank you for touching these lives tonight, Jesus. I praise you for touching these lives. And
thank you, sir.
And Sister Barbara, thank you for the privilege of having us be a part with you. We're very grateful for that, and it's an honor to pray for people with you.
It sure is. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen to that. Lord, we just thank you for Apostle Fizzy.
Yes,
we thank you that she...
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, that she, and I ask you to bless her and multiply
yes,
her
God.
For freely giving
yes,
her
Jesus.
Talents, for
yes,
sharpening
Jesus.
Her skills, ever increasing her skills,
and
giving these skills to these number of broadcasts, including this one here. I ask you to just
thank
touch
you,
her
Jesus.
And multiply her and bless her coming in and going out
thank
in every
you,
way
Jesus.
For what you're doing in all of the broadcasts, not just this one, and multiply her, Lord, for every moment
Jesus.
That she spends doing this and keeping track of everything and all the things that she does even during the broadcast to make it so smooth. We ask you to bless her so much for doing that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
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 Amen. And I, for those who did not hear in the beginning that the Harkies were not feeling well when they started, when they came on, I think Minister Linda was feeling a little better than Elder Phillip. But it sounds like both of them are feeling great now. Hallelujah.
Feeling
Hallelujah.
Way better.
Yes.
Way better, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's
Amen. And
we're
believing that your small granddaughter is feeling much better as well. And I'll have a really good night's sleep. You know, just being in the atmosphere of the presence of the Lord is a beautiful thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah. And we pray God for his very presence tonight.
Amen.
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 So thank you all for pressing in. Continuing on, because you could have said, well, you know, we're not feeling too well and, you know, just not going to do it. And so thank you for pressing in and you know, the Lord honors that.
Yeah.
He absolutely honors that. And so we thank and praise the Lord for both of you. Amen.
Thank you.
So
thank
you can.
It's a privilege.
Amen.
It's a privilege.
You can go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Lord, I thank you for every healing that occurred tonight.
Yes.
I thank you for allowing the three of us, plus everyone else who is part of the community. I thank you for graciously using us to help folks tonight. Thank you for all that you did. Thank you for your presence being with us. And I ask that you just be with everyone in a special way for the rest of the week. In Jesus' name, we totally thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's leave tonight with look what the Lord has done, because he has healed
Amen.
Tonight. Have a blessed night, everyone, and be healed. Be whole and be well. Have a blessed night.
What?